Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, guys, just today, I know we've been talking about Fourth Amendment rights. And if you missed last week's program, you really want to make sure to catch the highlights. We're talking about the Constitution and the rights that are afforded to every American citizen. But today, a major lawsuit they're challenging right now with the NYPD's use of warrantless stops, what they're calling in high crime neighborhoods. It's going to a federal court. And basically what they're saying about this is that it's known as stop and frisk. And they're saying that it's unconstitutional and it's an invasion of privacy. It's a class action lawsuit. And one of the guest people in the lawsuit, this is what happened. You know, this is their direct words, but this is what he says about what happened to him. He said, they threw me up against the wall. They took everything out of my pockets. They threw it on the floor. They dumped my bag on the floor, my books and everything. It says David Arlicht. And he said, I had the guns to the back of my head. I didn't want to look up or move because there were so many guns drawn and it was scary. And so what's happening is that it's according to NPR, there is a law right now that's saying that people can be stopped and frisked in high crime areas without any kind of warrant, without any
probable cause.
There's probable cause, but you know, it's one thing to stop someone, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, police are doing the best job that they can. They're just following the laws that are available, you know, that are given to them. And it's, you know, one thing to ask somebody, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? But to start searching their person, you know, what, you have a Fourth Amendment right. No one can just come up to you and start saying, just pull out your stuff and just, you know, you're walking on the side of the street. And a lot of these people are saying that they were stopped. They were stopped and yet nothing happened. They were, you know, they were innocent of what, you know, what was going on. In fact, the New York Civil Liberties Union, they reported that the NYPD right now was set to make its 5 millionth. Never heard that word.
What?
Millionth.
Is that
5
a word?
5 millionth.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop and frisk. They're 5 million stop and frisk. And only about 4.4 million of those encounters did not result in arrests. So, like, you know, a million or so only you know, resulted in arrests, but 4 million of them did not result in any arrest at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is not good. One of the fellows at the Manhattan Institute, this woman by the name of Heather McDonald, you know, she says that getting stopped can be humiliating, infuriating, scary, but it's a lesser evil than the crime rates that have saddled New York in the early 90s. It's a lesser evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. And, you know, probable cause is constitutional. We're not saying that, you know, that there wasn't any probable cause, but people are being stopped.
Yeah.
They're being stopped. They're being frisked. They're being searched. And it's actually going to court. It's actually going to court today. And this is what the Fourth Amendment says, because this is really important. This is what the Fourth Amendment says. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by the oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. You know, and as we're learning, you know, I'm still learning about the Constitution and what are those rights that are afforded to me and to us as citizens. It's important to know. Most people have no idea what their constitutional rights, of course, until afterwards they're violated and they realize, oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea that they weren't allowed or they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be informed and we need to be, you know, aware of them. We need to be educated on these things, because before you know it, if we don't watch for the rights that we do have, if we're not aware of them, then we're going to actually lose them. And that's a horrible way to lose some rights. It really is a horrible way to lose some rights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good.
Right.
It's just good. And the thing about stop and frisk is that it has nothing to do with probable cause. It has nothing to do. They're just stopping people.
Right.
And they're frisking. I mean, can you imagine if it's your son and your daughter, just because you live in a high crime area, that now there's a law that says that you can be stopped and searched. You're looking at 4 million people,
mm-hmm.
that their rights were violated. That's an important thing.
Right. Exactly.
That's a very, very important thing. And that's why they're taking them to court, because rights are being violated. You have to have a probable cause. You have to have, a reason to be able to stop somebody.
Exactly.
You have to have a reason. You can't just stop people arbitrarily because they look suspicious. I mean, that's not good. Mm-hmm. You know what? And to me, that's putting way too much of a burden on somebody, you know, saying a police officer who's
exactly.
just trying to do their job mm-hmm. to determine what is, you know, suspicious. And it's like, you know, come on now. There is a fine line, and we just have to be really careful. You know, there is profiling that happens, and it's just not good. Listen, if the rights of every person are important, mm-hmm. no matter who they are, no matter what their socioeconomic background is, and even what Heather's statement here, and she's again a lady that works as a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. I mean, this is her statement. There's many people that feel that this is the right thing, but this is what she says. Getting stopped can be humiliating and infuriating and scary. So she admits it.
Can imagine.
Right?
Yeah.
But it is a lesser evil than the crime rates that the city was saddled with in the early 90s. They're like, are you kidding? We're going to violate someone's rights. We're going to
give up their rights just because. Wow.
Crazy.
It's crazy. And, you know, why are we talking about it? For two reasons. One is because we want to, you know, stand for constitutional rights. We want to inform, right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is this, that when a particular city passes something that's unconstitutional, other cities that want to do the same thing, or the other areas, they're looking for a precedent, for someone who did it already.
Yeah.
They're looking for a precedent.
Agreement.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they're looking for agreement. They're looking to pass it on over. And they say, well, if New York passed it and we want to do that here, and, you know, it's working. And the thing about it is that it's actually the people that they're violating, that they want to protect, they're actually, you know, that's being used against them, because now the people are just reported in this article that they actually feel adversarial, because they don't know that at any moment now they walk outside their house, you know, what's going to happen to them, or what's going to happen to their child.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not good. But I'll tell you, being informed is very, very important, because now that you know, you can do something with it, and you can inform. If you haven't got your constitution, you want to make sure that you get a pocket constitution and read it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.